top of the morning. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. Circa Resort and Casino is your spot in downtown Las Vegas. In 5 minutes, we'll talk NHL playoffs with Dennis Bernstein, fourthperiod.com. Who he likes in the Final Four, who he has playing for the Cup. I will give you this. Over at BetMGM, they added a couple of props. Intriguing. The nation of the winning team, USA is minus 550. Canada is 4-1. And then the Stanley Cup.
4-1.
4-1.
Not enough.
What would you need?
Higher. 1993. Last time they did it.
And we are, well, here's the thing. We're actually going to get a team from Canada
in the Final Four.
In the Final Four. Yeah. Which I think will be refreshing. I think when Canadian teams actually make deep runs, it's good.
Right.
It's overall healthy for the sport.
Yeah, I agree.
Stanley Cup winning division, the West plus 175. I think you'd have to favor it with the top two teams there. But the Central's plus 260. Hmm. You get Carolina, Tampa. I don't want to write off Florida. The East is plus 310. Boy, those every game in every series in that division is going to be like we've had so far, the way it feels, right? They're going to kill each other. The number of hits per game in a lot of these matchups so far are through the roof. The North, well, here you go. It's the same thing. The North to win it is 4-1. And we'll find out. I mean, it wasn't that long ago where Dennis Bernstein came on the program and he basically, right, he said Toronto, no chance.
USA is minus 550, guys, not yep. plus. Again, we said it Friday. It delivers every single year. We've yet to have a two-goal lead in the game.
Think about
you
that.
You go overtime, 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 and then the thriller with Tampa and Florida. Just phenomenal, right?
I called that game last night a three-hour ride on Space Mountain.
Yeah.
The twists and turns.
And then and then you'll watch the first round of the NBA. And you'll see big point spreads, and just, you know, it's just, you're going to see upsets. The Knights are already in trouble. There could be something could happen tonight.
Sure.
But just like, come on, think about that. The first three games go to overtime.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And the fourth one had a great chance to go to overtime last night.
And it was another solid game.
Something
to keep track of, how many one-goal games you're going to have. And it's Vinny Meatballs always talks about that. A lot of people like to take the plus, it's a juicy price. You got to lay it. A lot of people like to take the goal and a half because these hockey games are always close in the playoffs.
Oh, we got an email, by the way, from, I got to get it, find out exactly who it was. Was it John Rich from Canada? His theory is every year he bets the three-way that we're going to have overtime.
Overtime, yeah.
And you can find plus $3 or higher.
Yeah.
Sometimes even like $4 or whatever.
True, yeah.
And he goes, if you can find 4-1 in all these games, you hit one of them, you're going to break even. And he goes, I'm telling you right now, you can have some years where it's not so great. You have other years where you just kill it, betting overtimes on all these games. I like the NBA playoffs. Let's be real.
Not the first round.
In terms of drama, well, overall, from start to finish, in terms of drama and overall entertainment value, NHL kills it.
Yep.
The NHL playoffs are the absolute nuts. Always have been.
Mm-hmm.
So Dennis Bernstein's going to join the program coming up next. Hockey expert, writes for thefourthperiod.com, does a little bit of everything. Again, takeaways from the weekend. If he likes anything today, his Final Four and who he has playing for the Cup, all coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Gerrit Cole on the mound for the New York Yankees, laying $2.80 against the Texas Rangers, and Jordan Lyles plus 240, 8 over the total at Globe Life Field. Cubs $1.50 home favorite against John Lester and the Nationals plus 140. NBA tomorrow, the play-in tournament gets underway. Indiana laying 3.5 at home at Charlotte. Celtics a 1.5 dog at home against the Wizards. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs today. The Carolina Hurricanes open as $1.85 favorite against Nashville plus 165. 5 over at the PNC Arena in Game 1 of their Central Division first round series. Be sure to check out our new betting splits feature on VSiN.com. Before you place your next bet every day, we're posting the latest splits for games at current odds and what percentage of bets and money being placed on each game. Go to VSiN.com and check out the betting splits plus live odds, line moves, and game analysis. Makes VSiN.com the best place to visit before your next bet. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Join the action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Just download the app and use the promo code VSiN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes each week. Sign up now and new customers get a deposit bonus up to $500 with code VSiN. DraftKings.com for details. Get up there. You must be 18 years or older. Promo code VSiN. That easy.
All right.
All right, indeed.
Three more games today in the NHL.
Yep.
Are we going to include the regular season games that are still going to be going on?
We're not counting.
No? Okay,
no,
we're not counting
not
that. All right.
Could you believe that? I had that on. I was hanging out yesterday. I'm looking at, you know, what was this? I see bam, 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 couple goals, and it's 5-1, and then Vancouver forces overtime.
Sure. Dennis Bernstein joins the program now, fourthperiod.com. Dennis, did you enjoy that game last night late? Not the Florida-Tampa game, the one after that?
Yeah, I'm a hockey junkie, so I watched it. I didn't enjoy it. Coming off those three games that were just epic. Oh. You know, guys, first time ever, first three completed games in the postseason overtime. So as great as these playoffs are every year, they deliver. This is the first time historically this has ever happened.
Yeah, and again, the way that the fourth game was going last night, we were like this close to getting a fourth overtime game.
Yeah, it was crazy. A game winner with 1:12 left. And like that's going to be a brutal long series. I know Kucherov and Stamkos coming back gives them an edge, but you look at Florida, how intense they are. These teams really hate each other, guys. I mean, you looked at this. You looked at the last two regular season games. Guys are spurring each other, going at it. What a great rivalry. But I'm not surprised because this is the Stanley Cup playoffs.
With the games every other day, what should we anticipate and what do you expect from a goalie standpoint, how they're going to do this with teams?
It depends on the goalie. You got to ride a hot goalie in the playoffs, right? Paul, you can't go one in, one out. Look, I don't know what Pittsburgh does.
Yep.
Those goals were inexcusable.
Yep.
That was brutal.
Yep.
I mean, and that's maybe why, Paul, you lay off the first games of these opening series to just get a little bit more of a trend. Because now you got to bet the over in Pittsburgh Islanders because you can't trust these guys to make a save. But I think that some of these guys that you trust, like Cam Talbot, is going all the way. You're not going to see Kakinen, right? So I think it just depends on the confidence level of these guys and the experience. Some of these guys, you know, again, back to Pittsburgh, the two goalies that are in the series have won before yesterday, had one playoff start. So maybe Mike Sullivan's lost confidence in Jerry the way he played yesterday. It's a tough series for Pittsburgh, not only because of the goaltending, Paul, but now they've lost 10 of their last 11 and 5 straight to the Islanders in the postseason. They can't make a big play in a big spot, the Penguins.
What are you hearing on Varlamov? I mean, thought that was innocuous. He left the Boston game, and they go with Sorokin, and he gets the win in game one.
Well, Sorokin's, he's on my rookie ballot for the Calder. He's not going to win it, obviously. Kaprizov is, but he's a good goaltender. He's the goalie of the future. And you guys couldn't be more right. Something has to change with these freaking injury reports. And maybe it's you guys that move the needle, that puts pressure on these leagues because of more betting and more online betting. But it's just inexcusable the way they report injuries. But there's not, Paul, I can't give you an update because not only that, like, I know guys around the league that'll tell me if they're hurt, but I can't say anything because then I'll never get that source again. So it's a very difficult way to get information. It's got to change, but I don't know when, because the mentality in this league is always old school.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan at all. I don't know how anybody can be, you know? I mean, so guarded. And like we talked about earlier, they're never specific with anything. They're so vague. Everything's a lower body injury or upper body injury. I mean, a guy could get shot on the ice, you know, upper body injury. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, because, you know, it's gamesmanship. They think that the opposition's going to go after that certain player's injuries. I mean, come on. Well, everybody's hurt now. Like, there's nobody totally healthy playing in these games right now.
Was that a groin? Let's speculate. Is that a groin on Vanecek?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he's not coming back anytime soon then. So what's your confidence level now moving forward with Anderson and in this series?
Well, to be frank, if you watch the way Samsonov and Vanecek played in this season, that was their weakness coming in. Craig Anderson may be their best goaltender to start with. So I have no problem with it. He's got a ton of experience. Way more, you know, look, Hank was supposed to be in the net, right?
Right.
Lundqvist was supposed to be the guy. He had the heart troubles. I'd lean on Craig Anderson. I think this is a long series anyway. I like the Bruins in 7. Could it be a game changer? I guess because Craig hasn't played a lot in the season, and they've really given it to Vanecek. But at this point in time, that's why you have this third goalie. A veteran presence like Craig Anderson really could help the Caps, at least in the series. But I agree with you, Paulie. That's not a good injury for a goaltender. And you can't bring him back too soon. Like, I remember Ben Bishop in the playoffs last year. Like, they tried to bring him back too soon. It didn't work. You can't. That guy has to sit probably for 7 to 10 days, probably the next series if they get through Boston.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch and Paul live downtown Las Vegas, Circuit Resort and Casino. Dennis Bernstein, our guest. TheFourthPeriod.com is where he writes. He's awesome on hockey. So you were ultra strong last year in the bubble when you're up there. And you actually said I think it was Mike Palm who ran the idea of Fleury versus Leonard against you. And you were like, oh, easily, you got to go with Fleury. And nobody agreed with you. And you were right.
Right.
So what do you do in game two then? The guy was awesome yesterday. It wasn't his fault. He never deserved to lose like that. But what do you do in game two?
No, they didn't lose because of Marc-Andre Fleury.
No, not at
they
all.
Lost because, Mitch, they lost. Look, is anybody shocked that they got shut out? Like, is anybody, like, that's how they lose. Yeah. They don't score, yeah. Right? So it's great that you went and got Pietrangelo in the offseason. He made the big turnover.
Yep.
And your center, your number one center, Chandler Stephenson, who did great things this season. Now it's the playoffs and it's harder and you got to fight for every inch and they don't score. Like, they made the wrong move in the offseason. Now, they may win. They're still a great team. Like, Patches not being in the lineup last night really hurt them. Yep. But I'm not shocked because, Mitch, who was the one team Vegas didn't want to play? Minnesota,
yep.
Right? And you say you don't want to pick your opponents. It doesn't matter. It matters, Mitch. Minnesota is not afraid of Vegas. This is a tough series, but I'd go back to Marc-Andre Fleury. He was fantastic last night. He should have won that game. But again, this team can't find a way to finish. It's not a shock watching them last year in a bubble. But I do think they'll get past Minnesota. I think it's a deep series. I'm just waiting for that Colorado-Vegas matchup next round.
Well, what do you think it is? They're tight? The power play stinks? I mean, they're overpassing, trying to make the perfect goal. What's the problem? Because this is back-to-back-to-back series now where they can't score.
Well, it's not overshooting. It's not overpassing, Paulie, because they're getting a ton of shots. They're not finishers. That's the issue. And you got your best finisher off the ice. You know, Max Pacioretty is their best finisher. He's the best goal scorer. Mark Stone's a great, complete 200-foot player. He's not the finisher that Max is. And it's a confidence issue, right? It's like when your best goal scorer isn't on the ice and you're going halfway through the game and Talbot's standing on his head. Like, it's a cumulative effect. And they start thinking about last season and you think about the rap on this team. Yeah, they're really good, but they can't score in the playoffs. And that's what happens the first game. Now, I wouldn't go crazy here because it is just one game and pound for pound, they are the better team. But they got to be concerned at this point in time. And I think that if they don't make it to the cup final or don't win it, then you really got to go back and look at their center position and saying, like, all right, maybe Stephenson and Carlson and Nocheck down the middle isn't the way to win a championship.
Okay, so Vegas long series, Boston in seven. Tampa, Florida is going to be a long series. Are these two games tonight, are these the short series with Colorado and Carolina? Are these going to be short series?
Oh, Carolina, yeah. Okay. You guys have talked about the Hurricanes. They are dangerous. They are smart. They are fast. They're legit to win the cup. I mean, if you bet on them, I would have no problem with it. They're that good. I mean, they beat Florida and Tampa out for first place. They've got a deep defense. They're smart. They're fast. I love the coach, Roddy Brind'Amour. He needs an extension. Hello, Tom Dundon. Or let's go already. The other series now, you know what? I'll give St. Louis two games here because of Ron O'Reilly saying, hey, we're going to have fun and we're going to beat them, which you love if you're the team captain. And I think Bennington's played much better down the stretch, so I give him a puncher's chance to win a couple of games. Do I like him in the series? Absolutely not. I think it would be a nice warm-up for Vegas if they went six against St. Louis because that's a battle-tested team. They're not going to be intimidated. They're a big team. They're healthier now than they've ever been, but I just think there's just too much talent pound for pound on Colorado not to win this first series.
Are we going to get Edmonton and Toronto in the second round?
Yeah, every game, if you want entertainment, watch Edmonton and Winnipeg, because I think every game might be 7-6. Like, there's absolutely, like, you know, if Mike Smith ever got hurt in that series, oh boy, that would be trouble. And Winnipeg just doesn't play defense. So Connor McDavid's going to be on display. They're going to get through it. And Montreal, I think that's a short series. I think it's four games. So there's a short series for me. Toronto over Montreal in four. They just can't find a way. I've watched them all season. Montreal can't figure out a way to beat Toronto. There's too much talent on Toronto. I think it's a short series.
So then who comes out of the North?
Toronto, but as I've mentioned before, they are clearly, if you handicap the four teams coming out, whoever wins the other three divisions, Toronto's going to be four. And that's going to be the end for them because they're not going to play great competition. They're going to play Montreal, and Edmonton's going to be pesky because of the presence of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, but they're not much 5-on-5. They'll beat you with special teams. But I clearly think of all the, if you look at, if it was Carolina and let's say Boston, you know, and Vegas, Toronto doesn't touch these teams. It's nice that they're in it, like you guys mentioned, to have a Final Four team in for the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, Paul, you're right. That price is way too low for a Canadian team to win the Cup. I mean, what, are they kidding me? It should be 15-20-1.
Oh, wow, okay. Finish the sentence. What if, or I guess just answer it however you would like, what if Mike Smith stands on his head during the playoffs? Can Edmonton make it? Can they actually go on a serious run?
They can win two rounds. They could come out of the division, Mitch, but they're not coming past that. They're not equipped to beat these other teams. There's no depth there. They think too much offense, right? They don't play the other side of the puck that well. 5-on-5, they're not a very good team. He could stand on his head and they could win it, but then they're just going to be a barrage. They're just not good enough defensively and structurally wise to think they can get to the look. Let's put it this way, Mitch. Connor McDavid would have to score 30 points in a series to get there, to get to a Stanley Cup final.
So we know what's going on in Canada, and the league wants an answer on what's going to happen once they get to the Final Four. But how important do you think this is from a betting standpoint about arena capacity with the teams that are playing right now, and it's all over the board.
Yeah. Well, look, Paulie, last night the Florida Panther fans were amazing. I think it's the loudest they've ever been in the history, and they lost the game. I don't think it means much. I think it's better. It's enhancing from a watching standpoint. I think that the juice in the buildings help both teams. From a betting standpoint, I don't see it. Bet the better team. Bet the better goaltender. I think that's what you want to do, right? So if you're going to bet that series, you're betting Vasilevsky over Bobrovsky. You know that Vasilevsky is going to make that one big save. And Vasilevsky wasn't great last night. You know, they got away with one last night. They gave up four goals.
Yeah.
They should have lost that game. But just, look, a bad penalty by Sam Bennett down the stretch. That was, you don't take a charging or boarding penalty that late in the game when you're trying to protect the lead. It opened the door. Kucherov, look, you can't go in the box against Tampa. You can't. That's the one thing you can't do, guys. And they did that last night, and they paid the price. So I don't think, Paulie, that from a betting standpoint, that the capacities in these buildings mean much. Because this is the Stanley Cup playoffs. You're fighting for every inch. You've got to make the plays to win the game.
Oh, yeah. Here's my example, Dennis. I was at the Golden Knights game yesterday, right? Started at noon out here. And 9,000 people are allowed in. And the home ice out here for VGK at the T-Mobile is thought of as maybe the best home ice in all of the entire sport.
Yes.
The place was absolutely rocking at the beginning. But even though the team had like 20 shots on goal in the first period, it was only one game, I get it, but it was really never like that loud, like, oh my God, how can the Wild possibly put together a game here and win it? It never felt like that to me ever.
Well, but it's the anticipation, right?
Yeah.
You hear all the stuff about, oh, the Wild, they're the tough team. They're the one team that Vegas doesn't want to play. And you get to, like I said, you get to the second period, you start at the third. And now the fans are nervous, right? Because it should be 2-0, 3-0, right? So that's what works against you. Like, so you might, if you're a Vegas Golden Knight player, you might hear like, well, where's the fan reaction? Oh yeah, we haven't scored yet. Maybe that's why they're not cheering. So yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword for the Knights team. And I don't really think it affects play. It enhances the watching. It enhances in the building. I think it's a great thing. But the one thing for me is that, again, this is decided on the ice. So for me, home ice advantage really isn't that much.
Who wins it all?
I like Colorado. I like Nathan MacKinnon to win the Conn Smythe.
Conn Smythe. You get him like a 10-1.
Yep.
Would you say the two best teams in hockey are from the same division?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Vegas is the second best team.
Yeah, okay.
I think Carolina is. I really do. They're smart, they're dangerous, they're deep, they're fast. They are fast and tenacious, and they're very well coached. So I think they're a little bit better. Look, they don't have the greatest goaltending in the world. But when you look at Dougie Hamilton, who's a Norris Trophy candidate, you look at Sebastian Aho, people don't know about. The problem with them, Mitch, is that nobody knows them because they play in North Carolina. Like, but they are dangerous. Like, they beat two great teams for first place. And I think they've lost 12 in regulation out of 56. That is a dangerous, smart team that could definitely win it all. So for me, if I had to handicap it, I think one of you guys said, I think Colorado, Carolina, to me, would be the best two teams right now.
Great job, my friend. We'll see you soon.
All right, we'll see you this weekend. Right, no problem.
You got it. Good luck. Yeah, big weekend for you.
Mm.
Yeah. Still plus 850 on Carolina. Good point by Jeff Davis, too, last week. He was concerned about what Florida was going to do in goal. They played Bobrovsky because he makes so much money. Well, that didn't go well. And then the other, I disagree with him, though. You're telling me Toronto or Edmonton couldn't take out a Pittsburgh or a Washington? I don't agree with that.
I think they could.
Absolutely.
They could.
I agree where he's at with Colorado and Carolina, but if there's an upset, and we'll see what we do with the reseed and everything, and then who knows where the games are going to be played from the team.
Like the team that comes out of the East is going to have to survive like a grueling 12, 13, 14 games where it's a knockdown drag out for a month basically, and then they get a team that might be a little bit fresher than them? That's the way every game again in that the way it feels is going to be close like that.
Well, look, if it's Pittsburgh with their goaltending, yes.
Yeah.
Islanders are tough, but at times they have scoring issues.
Of course.
And they struggle down the stretch.
Yep.
And a horrible power play. Same thing with Washington. What's the goal? Anderson's a great story, experience, but 40 years old. How long is he going? And then the Bruins are dangerous, could be in trouble after tonight.
This is, maybe Captain Obvious here, but he's so spot on about you cannot go into the box about the Lightning. With the Lightning. Did you see some of their power plays last night? Oh, God, it's artwork. It's a thing of beauty. They're so crisp, the passing. Like, goals just come out of the woodwork when all of a sudden, okay, it's 5-on-4, bam, there's a right in your eye. And there's another one. And it's like, so good. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. In-pocket plays that we are eyeballing this morning, coming up next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're up.
All right, here we go. In-pocket plays now, what we're looking at as of today, and recapping some bets that came in. All right, there you go.
Yes.
Suns loaded into the accounts this weekend. 16-1 to win the Pacific. That's a good one. That's a big boy. 76ers, 3-1 to win the division.
Did you guys give them plus 19 units then?
On the record?
Huh?
Yeah. Mm. But 76ers, 3-1. I bet that a couple weeks into the season, I think. Right around there, early on.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
What were your reasons? You don't recall
anything? I mean, what I said on the air at the time?
Why'd you bet the Sixers? You don't recall? The price, maybe the Nets.
This is before the Nets got Harden,
I think.
They had
Sitting
to have been. And I thought there was a chance that KD, they're going to take their time with him. And I really like the makeup of the Sixers team.
Good job by a lot of the Follow the Money Army. I was seeing a lot of tweets and emails. They had the Atlanta Hawks. Good job. It's a 5-1 that paid off.
It was either division, win total, whatever.
Yeah, division. There you go.
As for today, what I'm on, betting the Capitals plus money against the Bruins in game 2. Give me that plus money, plus 115.
Big one.
They can go up 2-0. By the way, if they do, doesn't mean it's over with.
No.
At all. Not in this sport. And the White Sox have to do this against J-Hap, minus 104 against the Twins.
Yeah. They crush lefties. All right. Same thing. We're all in this together, baby. Shelly the Machine Levine. You put me on the board. You put me on the board, damn it. Suns to win the Pacific. Oh, what a feeling. Great job. Thanks for all the tweets and emails, too. That was fun Friday night. Didn't have to worry about it Saturday.
No,
and they
really
went out 1-30 anyways.
But. Were you surprised the Clippers did that?
I couldn't believe it.
Neither could I.
But then it made sense. It's like, okay, we don't want to see the Lakers until the conference finals, so we would like to lose here. We just sit everybody in the Rockets beat. Okay? All right, so that's it. Put it back up, guys. Okay. Penguins to beat the Islanders. I'm behind the eight ball. Lightning series price against the Panthers. Nets to win the East plus 170, pending. And I like the Hawks to beat the Knicks. This is a points bet. They put these up about an hour ago. I'll take the Hawks $1.30. Great series, both a great story. But Knicks were a great story, but still, Atlanta, unbelievable since the coaching change. Defensively, record-wise, it'll be a fun series. And the Knicks with home court, too.
Again.
Good one.
27-11 post-All-Star break. That is the best record in the Eastern Conference.
Uh-huh.
So since that switch, I mean, they were...
That's something.
If they didn't make the move, they're not going to win the division. Like, there's a reason why it turned around for Atlanta.
No.
Right?
Another one. I cannot believe that Denver's only $1.30 against Portland.
You know, how big is the seven-game series, though? How big is the Murray injury now?
Yeah.
Now that we're here, now that the playoffs finally get underway.
Well, they can't. I don't think they can win at all. They go to the conference.
Just in the series, though.
Yeah.
This could be a spot where all of a sudden they go into a drought.
Well.
They're not, you know.
Yeah, but you still, the acquisition of Gordon, and Portland doesn't play any defense.
That's the biggest issue.
It'll be a great
series. Defense, yeah.
And then the Clippers are, what are the Clippers? $3.75, $4 against
Dallas?
In
that neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, they'll beat Dallas. I mean, Dallas was just so many bad losses. Get out of my life, Dallas.
Yeah, it was not a great year for that organization.
Stand or the win total.
It really wasn't. And I'll tell you, it feels like we just had Heat Bucks like a couple of months ago.
How's that only 2.7? That's too low.
As much as we loved Miami last year, and we loved them. We bet them every which way but loose against that team. Not this year.
Okay, so this is what you've been saying, though. You think Spoelstra will undress Budenholzer. You might be right. But the other thing on Budenholzer, and he does this every year, and he did it all the way back in Atlanta. Now, remember, they made a lot of interesting moves in the offseason to change this team. But the bench isn't as good as it's been. Budenholzer does not, he will not shorten his rotation, which you must do in playoff time. As a coach, he's still got there like it's the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking up and it's the fourth quarter and the starters are sitting to start the fourth quarter in key games. In pivotal game fives, you can't do this.
You know,
he doesn't shorten his rotation.
It's kind of one of those things where I need to see it to believe it. You know, they could talk all of this, say, we're going to change the philosophy, but what if he hasn't changed? Yeah. And what if teams are great again at building that wall against Giannis, and it's the same thing over the last couple of playoffs?
Yeah, Lopez and other guys shoot. This is where Holiday can carry. Holiday can be big for him.
Yep. Your horse racing fan, First Bet is the place for you with wagering on races at more than 300 tracks and AI-assisted picks. It's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, dependent customer service, and a reliable website, all brought to you by ExpressBet. Sign up today. Get a $100 promo code. It's Vegas100. Sign up today with ExpressBet. Jay Croucher coming up next. Good to have you on board here. Follow the money on VSIN, the sports betting network. Jay Croucher is the director of trading with PointsBet, and he joins the program now. Jay, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Going pretty well here in Las Vegas. Let me ask you this. As the NBA's regular season concluded yesterday, and isn't this pretty amazing the way we had all these games, it came down to the final day, everybody's playing, and yet like a handful of win totals were still up in the air?
Yeah, that's right. So teams like the Cavs, the Wizards, and in particular the Clippers, their win totals were going to be decided last night. And I think the Clippers, it's probably the most interesting one, where they needed to win to go over. They just need to win one of their last two games, and they're playing Houston and Oklahoma City in those two games. They're probably the two worst teams in the league. So Clippers bettors would have been feeling pretty confident, but they didn't get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George fighting for them. They got Yogi Ferrell and Jay Scrubb, and they didn't get it done. So pretty brutal beat for Clippers over bettors.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I didn't realize that it came down at your book to the final couple of games because we, you know, over the last month or so, we have really talked a lot about the OKC win total. If you go back months ago, I mean, they had like 20 wins, and it's like, okay, you only need four the rest of the way. Nope, 1-24 down the stretch until yesterday. And then the Cavaliers as well. They were looking really good like 16, 18 games ago, but they finished 2-16 on the season.
Yeah, I think if they'd gone 3-17 or something like that, they would have cashed. But yeah, it's tough, and that's the thing with these lower set win totals is you need to kind of bake in that you know you're not going to be getting you know Al Horford and George Hill playing down the stretch for you. If you're OKC, you're going to get big moments for Pokusevski and Moses Brown and these types. And yeah, that's probably the worst one, I think, that OKC over not hitting. But yeah, some tough other bets on the board too.
That's a complete killer. That's one of the worst of all time, actually. So in terms of the future market, NBA here, which teams ding you the most if there are any out there?
Yeah, so as you'd probably expect, the Nets and the Lakers are our two biggest liabilities. Well, the Knicks are also a significant liability, but despite the hype around them, I'm not too worried about them at this stage. But the Lakers are probably the one. I think yesterday, despite the fact that they end up in the play-in game, things kind of broke nicely for them with the bracket, with the Clippers going to 4, the Mavs at 5, and Utah at 1. Assuming the Lakers can beat Golden State, you know, a path to the conference finals might be Phoenix and Denver, which, while not easy, is probably better than the alternative of potentially Utah and the Clippers.
That's a good point. The weight fell, I think, for the Lakers, where they could potentially get the Suns in the opening round. I'd say a good thing for that team, obviously. It is PGA week, second major of the year. We had the Masters, obviously, a month ago or so. And as we fast forward here now to this week in the PGA Championship, do you have any early liability in this tournament?
Yeah, so same story as pretty much every week for the past 3 months where he's playing. It's Jordan Spieth again, who's our biggest liability. When this market opened back in September, he was 50-1 and he drifted out beyond that. Now he's 14-1 on the third line of betting. And yeah, everyone just backs Spieth whenever his name is there. I think we could put him in the Super Bowl market and people would back him. Obviously, a lot of hype around him. And then Rory McIlroy as well is the favorite. After that win at Wells Fargo, people have definitely bought back into McIlroy. So those are the two biggest liabilities. And then the other one is my countryman Cam Smith, the man with the worst hair in Australia, or the best hair, whichever way you see it. He's also taking some action at 40-1. So those are the three early liabilities for us.
Okay. Yeah, I have Smith on a ticket that I got probably a couple of months ago. Who's bigger in Australia, Smith or Adam Scott?
Smith at this stage. I think the hair does plenty for him on that front.
You're not a fan of the hair?
Depends on the day. It's aggressive, but yeah, definitely separates him from the pack.
Yeah, no kidding. He's recognizable, we'll put it that way. How was the UFC handle and the overall results from the weekend?
Yeah, so strong UFC handle, slight uptick on UFC 261. Good results for us with most of the action being on Chandler and Ferguson. You'll be pleased to know that UFC 262 had outdid the Paul Askren fight in terms of handle. A few times over. So, yeah, good amount of handle, really healthy, and good results for the book on the weekend.
How about baseball? Overall results again this weekend, and does baseball, has it taken, like, a back seat to a lot of these sports because it's every single day, or is baseball handle still driving pretty good?
Baseball handle's still healthy, just with the volume of games. It's probably taken a slight back seat to the NBA over the past few weeks. But still really strong. From the weekend, I think the biggest things to happen were the Mets getting swept by the Rays. The Rays have been a little bit slept on this year, I think. In the AL East, obviously, you know, all the hype is around the Yankees. The Red Sox have had that hot start, and they're leading the division. And then the Blue Jays were the upstart. But meanwhile, the Rays, they just keep winning games.
Yep.
Two games back of the division. And the Mets, who had started to create a bit of separation in the NL East, they dropped 3 in a row. DeGrom, obviously some health question marks around him. And yeah, the Mets curse might be starting to kick in again.
Both divisions in the East are, right now anyway, very good. The American League East, littered with a bunch of good teams. By the way, I wanted to tip my cap to you as well. I don't know, I can't recall exactly how long ago this was, a couple of weeks, maybe a month or so ago, when you pointed out that there might be some good value on Joe Ingles at the time to win the Sixth Man of the Year in the NBA, and I noticed now that, I mean, there was a significant move in that market, and other guys now who, like, cover the league, they have votes, they have since come out and said, yeah, I would actually give the award to Ingles.
Yeah, he's really caved in the market where now, I mean, a while ago he was 100 to 1 to win Sixth Man of the Year. Now he's plus 200 and still his case, and this was the thing, and this was why we were protecting him, is that when you stack up his case alongside Clarkson side by side, Clarkson's got the advantage in points per game, but everything else goes to Ingles. Efficiency, passing, defense, and so that's why we think that Ingles is the deserving winner, and I think voters are starting to see that too.
I think you're going to have that one. I think you're going to call that, actually, going back a ways now. Jay, thanks so much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Jay Croucher, who is the director of trading with PointsBet. And as of right now, as of today, you can download the PointsBet app, sign up using the promo code, use it. It's called VSIN2K. You're going to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21+. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Ingles was 100 to 1 not that long ago to win the Sixth Man of the Year, he said. Now 2 to 1. Jeez. All right. He had a lot of that stuff, though. Remember how big of a favorite Christian Wood was to win the most improved?
That's another one.
Right out of the gates this year?
Yeah, my
And that
friend.
Flipped a bunch of times? I remember, and I have Thibodeau on a couple of tickets. I waited too long. I think I got him like at 16 in that neighborhood on two of them. He was 80 to 1. 80 to 1 to win Coach of the Year early on in the season. That'll
tell
you.
Can we hit this one, too?
Oh, God. Yeah, I hope so.
Banner year at the Bender household. Smoke up, Johnny. Carton of cigarettes.
I got to go back and watch that movie.
mid-80s, though? But, dating ourselves, but
I'm
still.
Sure.
That's a great movie.
Yep. Win-lose coming up next. And jot this one down for the football season. Something to certainly track when the preseason rolls around and his player props come out.
The Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. See the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Or in Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House.
Don't wait days for your winnings. Cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boost, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, a $250 match bonus, fast payouts, one-time playthrough. BetRivers, your hometown book, not valid in Iowa, but good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Let's start out with a horrific beat sent in from a Follow the Money fan. How about this? So we were talking about what happened in Southern California where the gal thought she won $26 million, but the lottery ticket she lost, washed it, and got ruined. No proof. You get nothing. Look at this from Gord. I worked with six women that had a lottery group. They decided to use the number of their age. They won $1,250. One of the women lied about her age. If she put the right number down, it would have been $6 million. Ah, you got cute. Oh. I don't understand.
I responded. I said, I need verification of this.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, women. Women, absolutely.
Well, that part I absolutely believe.
Well, what's one rule? That's one rule. You don't ask a woman her age. But here, it's like, why would you?
But you have no problem with that, though, which is weird to me.
What are you talking about?
You're okay. What's your weight? How old are you?
Get
you
know, out of here.
That kind of thing.
Get out of here. Oh, God.
Could you imagine that, honestly? You're no longer friends with her ever again.
Oh, sure. You would have won $6 million, but Teresa got cute.
But here's...
Because she, nah, I'm not 54.
Yeah. But what about this? What if some of the other five actually lied as well, but it came in because of the lie?
Possible. Good catch.
I would actually say probable.
Okay. That's another breakfast on me. That's a great observation by you. The bad beats. How about the A's? Saturday, 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. They blow it. Reds, Rockies under 11. 2-2 in the 11th. Timmy Fitz nailed it. This is college football overtime. No total is safe.
Yep.
2-2 in the 11th. 6-5 final. Vicious push. Friday, the Giants blew it in the 9th and in the 11th and lost to the Pirates. Friday, the Mets led 2-0 in the bottom of the 8th and lost. Yesterday, Colorado led 6-1 in the 8th and lost. You got a push on a Texas-Houston game, which was 2-2 in the 8th and the total was 8. Hornets plus 6 on Saturday, lost in overtime by 9. And the Wizards win total under. Another tough one.
Can I give you another one?
Stanford Steve got a push, but the Wizards closed 17-6. Great close.
This is yesterday. Great job tracking this from Joe Osborne.
Okay.
The Wizards had gone over the first quarter in 13 consecutive games.
What?
Over.
And the Rockets had played
like 17
in a row on
the road. Over. 13 straight for the Wizards.
Really?
Totals 58.5.
Okay.
36-22 first quarter score.
No.
Missed by the hook.
No.
And the Wizards could not make a shot in the first quarter. They were terrible.
They're on a 13-1 overrun first quarter?
It was 13 straight until yesterday, so, and they lost by the hook.
They got hooked.
Yeah.
And they couldn't score.
Wow.
Bad for the books. Spurs from 11 down to 2. Went to news that the sun set, everybody. Minnesota from 9 down to 6. Get out of my life, Dallas. I mean, that is just never in the game. At least we were able to maneuver before. Win some, UFC. Yogos, whatever his name's. 5-1 by submission, 9-1 in round 2. Beat Soriano. Munez by submission, 6-1 and 5-1 in round 1. Odds all courtesy of Circa. Catch a rising star, Kacharaya, 7-1 by KO, 14-1 in round 2. Lee, 12-1 by sub, 14-1 in round 2 over Savchenko. Barbosa, 18-1 to win in round 3. How about that? Yeah,
I lost on that bet. I did have Chukagian, so I split them, but...
One lose some, the Knicks were bet up from 8 to 12. Couple videos. How about the polar bears, huh? It's a polar bear time. This is at the zoo where they made him a little ice tub. It's hot out there, and look at the big guy. I mean, he's got... He can't even see his head.
Look at that.
Look at him having a great time in the ice. And then look at this guy. Yeah, I like to get I like to swim. I like to get a couple laps in the morning. Look at this guy.
Laid back.
That's right. At Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram with the polar bear and the loose. We already have a doozy tomorrow. We already have a great one sent in from a family. I tell you, there's some shady stuff going on in Canada. Rick and Lynn sent something, and we'll get to tomorrow. But just take it away. We got a couple. Yeah, that's Orlando, Florida, May 15th. Peekaboo, Christmas tree still up, full decorations. As the Peeping Tom's in there. Great job, great. And this is from at random handle, Christmas wreath at a Days Inn, North Carolina, across from Harris Casino and Sportsbook. That is yesterday. Okay, what are we doing? Get the T-shirts. What are we doing? Rick and Lynn sent one in. They're in Ontario. We have a winner in terms of it's May 17th, but this, it's still the full get up and stuff in the grass and yard. Blow up Santa's whole thing. That's win-lose. All right, I couldn't win. You last went 5-0 last week.
Yeah, unheard
right?
of. I don't think it continues today.
Oh, boy.
I really don't.
I mean, this could get out of hand.
They tell me the cards have been shuffled.
Always bet on streaks. They tell me the cards have been shuffled.
We'll see. It's 5 in a row. I think you got a good one there. Yeah, you got a good one. Oh my God.
Oh, come on.
In your face.
Come on.
In your face. How about that? Oh my God. Wow. You need to take a month off. You need to shut it down. You need to go full-time pandemic hermit, Paulie. I'm telling you right now. Don't even answer your phone. Don't leave the house. Turn on Netflix. Stop gambling. Don't go out to eat. Oh. Do nothing. Shut it down. If you draw a king and I have an ace to beat you, that's six straight.
What's the tally? How big is this ticket going to be for the guys behind the glass?
It's now 6-0 because we were on vacation for the first week of May.
I forgot we were on vacation.
Oh, mamma mia. That's the third
ace I've gotten
you with.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an all-timer right there.
I had a king. I lose. Boy, after a week of full of fours and threes.
That felt better than cashing the Suns ticket, 16-1.
These guys already have a $120 ticket on something.
I told you I didn't like my chances. How do I draw an ace and you got a king? Oh, that's good.
There's 10 more to go in the month. Yep. How bad is this going to get? The wheels are officially off.
Well, win a bet for the crew. I mean, that'd be nice, huh?
Oh.
It's going to be a $1,000 bet in a couple of weeks for you, the way it looks, but... good tweet here from Huss.
6-0 high card war.
Truly dejected here. I see it. How about sleeper on most wins? If Rodgers is not with the Packers, Vikings, defense, back healthy, schedule before the bye, chance at 5-1, maybe 6-0. Could go 5-1, 6-0 in the division.
I'm picking up what he's putting down. Let's revisit this.
How about this, though? Could this be correlated? If he's not with the Packers, this would be a James Harden kind of thing, where they were 150-1 at BetMGM.
Worst record.
Could the Packers go worst record in the NFL? Michael Lombardi, you said over and over, there may be a 5-win team.
Yeah.
That won't be enough to do it. You're going to have to win probably... if you win 3 games in a 17-game schedule, you'll be in the mix. Yeah. Well, goodbye to you for the rest of the show today. I see where this is going.
So Saints 32-1.
For best record in the NFL.
Cowboys 25-1.
I don't know if I can get there, man.
Maybe your better call is Washington. Okay. I'm thinking injuries. What was the other one I said? Well, the Bills were only 10. Dallas, New Orleans.
Colts, you said 25-1.
Colts 25, thank you. Colts 25-1.
And give the angle there again.
Huh?
Give the angle why. You said Colts.
Yeah, Wright gets Wentz on the same page again. Wentz bounces back. Horrible division. Maybe something happens with Tannehill. Injury.
They by the way, I think that was over the weekend. They added Eric Fisher, the offensive lineman, who the Chiefs cut, got injured obviously before the Super Bowl. If he comes back and he's healthy, is it possible? I mean, that team, that offensive line next year is going to be incredible. I don't know. I can't get there with Carson Wentz. I really can't.
Yeah.
So, by the way, this
is... How are the Rockets 150-1 to have the worst record?
No, I know. I know. When they were going to trade Harden, it looked like they were going to trade him.
I mean, that was early on.
Yep.
He was like, I don't care. I'm not showing up. I'm hanging out at parties. No mask. Whatever. I want out.
Yep. Yep.
And it was just a matter of time.
Can I tell you this? The buddy of mine who asked me to go to the Golden Knights game with him yesterday, this is kind of like how you can just, when you follow a team, like Mike Palm, right? He watches all these games. So he has a sense, he has a good feel for how they're going to go when he watches them over and over and over again.
He has a feel.
Buddy of mine, he hasn't missed a game this year. He's watched every second of every game, and now he's been to the game since they started the comeback or whatever. Yeah. Couple things that he said before the game started. They're going to miss Pacioretty.
Okay.
And then he also said midway through, he just looks at me. It was like during a stoppage, and he goes, you know what? The Golden Knights, they're not the team that's going to win 1-0. Like, if the game is played out to its 1-0, Golden Knights are not winning a 1-0 game. They'll lose a 1-0 game. They're not winning a 1-0 game. Oh. And I was like, he's like, just from watching them, knowing their history, going to all these games, like, that's not how they do it. And he was spot on. The end result, you know.
I'm very interested in the games tonight. How does Boston respond? What does Anderson look like again? Can he keep this up? Good numbers, but what, 2017 was the last playoff game? Think about that.
Yeah.
And then are these the two series where we just, okay, that's it. It's Colorado's a $4 favorite. Carolina's 280. Carolina blitzed them in the first 6 games. And Colorado's 1-8-9, and they're just
too much. And Dennis Bercy said it's going to be a walkover for him.
Well, Bennington would have to just stand on his head and then.
I can see the Blues make it an interesting anyway. Championship pedigree. They've been coming back. Yeah, win a couple anyway. Yeah. By the way, let me give you this to go back to before the break. It was about a player to keep your eye on with player props. Urban Meyer said this over the weekend about Travis Etienne. He's going to get reps. Well, he is already at minicap at wide receiver. And his quote was, worst case scenario, you have a running back that's elite with receiver skills. It seems Le'Veon Bell in his prime.
Ooh.
Probably would want to use Etienne this year.
Yeah, but Tebow's going to get so many touches.
Nah, he won't. Come on. He's not going to make it. Come on.
I'd lose to it. I'd get a king.
We'll be right back.